T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Morning to you, Chad.
Chad.
Good morning, Chad. Good morning to you. How you guys doing? Opening day. Everyone's excited.
It just feels good to have sports back, man. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, you know, it's been a while.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's been a while. and you know, everything is starting to get back to normal. You know, NFL training camps are starting up. And with that being said, NFL has announced that there are going to be no preseason games. Did that change the odds for any of the NFL teams, especially in the first few weeks of the season?
It won't change the odds for the teams as we head into the season. But it does have an impact on how handicappers and professional bettors think about grading each team on a week-to-week basis. They actually use those preseason games a lot to grade the depth of teams and to understand, you know, on a week-to-week basis, if the offensive tackle was injured in week 4, they want to know who the backup is, because foundationally what happens on the offensive line has a huge impact, you know, on the rest of the offense. And so that's something that maybe if you're a fan, you don't care as much about, but if you're a handicapper, you care a lot about it. So the preseason games actually do have an impact on how you think about your team, how you think about 18 and grading it through the course of the year.
Talking with Chad Millman again. You can get the app at the App Store. It's free for the Action Network. All right, 60-game sprint begins today. How do you handicap this race to the World Series, and who do you like?
God, it's so interesting, right? Like, there are these super teams. We're going to see the Yankees today, and we're going to see the Dodgers this weekend, and, like, they're the teams that have spent the most money, and there's a conversation around Mookie Betts getting a mega deal from the Dodgers. And so, obviously, when you're looking at the top of the leaderboard, you're looking at the Yankees and the Dodgers and the Nats and the Astros. The team that is getting a lot of attention right now, that a lot of bettors have been moving in on, and the odds have been changing, the Chicago White Sox have been getting a lot of attention from bettors. And look, they've got some really, really good young hitters. And they've also got some strong on the top of the rotation. So in the 60-game sprint, like last year, the White Sox had moments where they looked like a really, really great team, a team that was on the rise. And so you're seeing a lot of activity around there, largely because you don't know what's going to happen in the 60-game sprint. It's sort of one of those things where, like, the team gets hot, you go bad for 2 weeks. It's what's that, a quarter of the season. So it's going to be a really, really interesting sprint.
You know, with that being said, what's the most effective betting method in your opinion? Is it going to be spending big on a few favorites or placing smaller bets on multiple long shots?
Oh, I'm always much more of a spread it around on the long shots and seeing what you can hit. The return is just better, right? Like, we talked about this with golf. And, you know, last week John Rahm won at the 3M, and it was – what did he, you know, was it the 3M? But he won. He was like a 20-25-1 when he ran off, right? We saw Colin Morikawa. We've seen Daniel Berger. Like, those are ways in which you can recoup a lot of money you've lost over the years by hitting the right long shot. And so I like to spread it around on the teams that are usually in the 15-30-1 range. So those are teams that, like, normally the bookmakers don't have a ton of liability on, and that's how you find the value. Like, they're not gonna give you good money on the Yankees and Dodgers, because everybody is gonna bet the Yankees and Dodgers. But if you can find value on teams like the White Sox, teams like the Cincinnati Reds, then all of a sudden if you've got a shot, you've got a shot to make some real money.
Chad Millman of the Action Network. Good luck getting John Rahm at 20-1 ever again this year.
Yeah,
more like 4-1. You have the Braves here. What is the kind of the national view on the Braves and their odds to win the World Series?
I mean, the Braves are one of those teams. If you think about the National League, there's not too many teams ahead of them. They're coupled up with the Mets, sort of in that mid range, in the 10-15-1 range. I think the team that everybody looked at is sort of the class of the National League. Obviously, the Dodgers. Obviously, the Nationals. And then after that, like the Braves and the Mets are sort of creeping up there a little bit. But the Braves are a team that, like, the last couple seasons they've been on the rise, and they're an interesting franchise right now. So you're certainly going to get some attention from bettors. But I don't. They're not one of those teams where people are like, "Yeah, we got to get on the Braves. There's a good value there."
Talking with Chad Millman of the Action Network as we begin the baseball season and look around for the 60-game sprint of the World Series. And, of course, football is going to be around the corner. As you mentioned, no preseason. College football is in the same kind of boat here. You know, they're talking about, and we'll hear more next week, about exactly what they're planning to do. But it could be a 10 games, you know, 9+1 in the SEC, or a 10-game all-conference schedule in places like the Big Ten and the Pac-12 here. Does that in any way alter the odds for you in terms of making it to the college football playoff, or no?
Not really, because the teams that are making it to the college football playoff are going to be from the conferences that are the ACC, the SEC, the Big Ten, you know, Big 12. Pac-12 obviously is not really relevant in this conversation. It never is. And those teams get to the playoff based on how they do in their conference. If Alabama plays Furman early in the year, there's no expectation they're going to lose. And if they win by 50 or they win by 60, it doesn't have an impact on the selection committee. So you're really talking about what happens in conferences. And, like, as long as you get those games, and honestly, guys, like, you know, who knows what's going to happen, right? And the Big Ten has already sort of announced its intentions, and there's still some conversation around what's going to happen in the other conferences. But in college football, it's about the ACC and the SEC. And so depending on what those teams do is going to have a huge impact on what happens with the college football playoff.
Talking with Chad Millman of the Action Network with John and Hugh as we get ready for football. And, of course, now you have the NBA opening up here. What is your thought about the bubble down there? And have you thought any more about any changes in terms of the betting patterns as to who might end up as the eventual champion, or is it the same as it ever was?
Well, look, it's the same at the top four. It's still Lakers, Bucks, Clippers, and Rockets. But the Rockets, you know, have edged out of, like, have always been that team that is sort of in the 10-15-1 range, while everybody else is much lower, sort of in the 2-1 to 5-1 range. I still like the Rockets, and it feels weird to say it, but I like the Rockets even more because Westbrook and Harden have already tested positive for COVID. So you know that there's a pretty good chance during this run, like, nobody knows enough about COVID to really say what the immunity is, but there's a pretty good shot that you're not going to worry about them testing positive for COVID and losing them for a significant period of time. So I still like the Rockets just on that alone. I also liked them before, and we've talked about this. I just like sort of the Rockets not having to worry about playing on the road at the Clippers or at the Lakers and having the sort of tremendous offensive talent they have. I watched the Heat Kings scrimmage last night on League Pass. It takes a minute to get used to it on television. It takes a minute to sort of see NBA action in what looks like a summer league environment, because there are no fans, because sort of there's nothing really around the stadium. There isn't that ambient noise. But after a while, you get used to it, and it's just really fun, and it was relaxing to see professional sports back again. So if nothing else, I love the bubble.
All right, Chad, we always appreciate your weighing in here, and we look forward to baseball, and then we'll be talking. I can't wait to start talking about football. It'll probably, you know, with no preseason, be a little bit delayed in terms of that, but so we may be a month or so from really getting into football. But at the same time, we're going to have football to be talking about with you this fall. That's going to be great. Thanks, Chad.
It's going to be
Let's
awesome.
Cross our fingers. See you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.